The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, chapter number 2, texts number 5 and 6, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on September 12th, 2017, in Riga, Latvia.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sakshat Darshane Praya Sabha Nistar. Let me try again here. Different tune. Sakshat Darine Priya Sabha Nistarila Nakula Brahmacharara Dehi Avishtahaila Prajumna Nishinga Nanda Age Kaila Abhirbhava Loka Nistarila Dariba e Vishvara Svabhava. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered almost all the fallen souls by directly meeting them. He delivered others by entering the bodies of great devotees such as Nakula Brahmachari. And he delivered others by appearing before them, as in the case of Nrisinghananda Brahmachari. I shall deliver the fallen souls. This statement characterizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The Lord always manifested his Avirbhav appearance in the following four places. 1. The house of Shrimati Sachimata. 2. Wherever Lord Nityananda Prabhu danced in ecstasy. 3. The house of Srivas when kirtan was performed. And 4. The house of Raghava Pandit. Lord Chaitanya himself appeared in these four places. In this connection, one may consult text 34. So Prabhupada mentions we should consult text 34 also, so I think we should do that. It's Prabhupada's suggestion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always appeared in four places: in the household temple of Mother Sachi, in the places where Sri Nityananda danced, in the house of Srivas Pandit during congregational chanting, and in the house of Raghava Pandit. He appeared because of his attraction to the love of his devotees. That is his natural characteristic.
Vietās, kur dejoja Šrī Nityānanda Prabhu, Šīvās Pandita mājās, kad tur notika kopīga dziedāšana, un Rāgavas Pandita mājā. Viņš parādījās tāpēc, ka viņa piesaistīja viņa bhaktu mīlestību. Tāda ir viņa dabiskā rakstura iezīme.
So, what is the interesting point? There's many interesting points here to discuss.
Šeit tiek aprakstīt daudz interesanti momenti.
What really attracts me is this statement here in text 34. He's attracted to the love of his devotees. Krishna is attracted by love of Krishna. So when one actually has love for Krishna, when one has love for Lord Chaitanya, that attracts the Lord. He can attract him so much he can even appear. So, we should try to manifest love for Krishna. because that will attract Krishna.
Jo tas piesaistīs Krishna.
Krishna is all attractive.
Krishna ir visu pievilcīgs.
He attracts everyone.
Viņš piesaist tik vienu.
Either directly through his spiritual energy or indirectly through his material energy. He attracts absolutely everybody.
Vai tiešā veidā caur savu garīgo enerģiju, vai netiešā veidā caur materiālo enerģiju, viņš piesaist pilnīgi tik vienu.
Even though he attracts everyone and everything, he is attracted by love for him.
Un lai gan viņš piesaist visus un visu, viņu piesaist mīlestību uz viņu pašu.
So, how can we develop that love for him then? That's the question. That's a very desirable position to come to. When we actually develop love of God, that will attract Krishna. So what's the secret, how we develop love of God? Actually, we already have love of God. The present moment is covered, that's all. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. So how do we get free of the covering? That's the purificatory process known as sadhana bhakti. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra regularly, avoiding sinful activities, then the natural love of God that's already there within the heart becomes re-manifested. In other words, Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition upon our minds. Rather, the material energy is an artificial imposition upon our minds. This whole culture that we live in here, this modern culture, is very artificial. It's not natural at all. It's completely opposite our actual natures. It's gotten worse as the Kali Yuga has progressed. And it will get worse and worse. But for those who take to Krishna consciousness, things will get better and better and better. So there's really not much choice for those who have any intelligence. Material life is becoming more and more miserable. And spiritual life becomes more and more blissful. So what idiot would want to suffer when he can enjoy? We teach you how to enjoy. That's what we're here for. We don't want you to be miserable, we want you to be blissful. So our agenda is to teach you how to become unlimitedly blissful. So that nothing of this material nature can pinch you even slightly. So it doesn't matter what your position is. You can be old, you can be young. You can be beautiful, you can be ugly. You can be rich or poor. You can be smart or stupid. Doesn't matter. Simply if you're sincerely desiring to awaken your love of God within the heart, we'll train you how to do that. So that you can attract God ultimately by your love for Him. So it's your choice now. You want to do this? You want to do it fully now, fully absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness now, or you want to kind of postpone it for a while? I'll do it later on. I'll get serious later on. So why would you, why would we want to postpone it? That's the question. I'm saying that because actually we are postponing it. Why, even though we've understood that we should become Krishna conscious, why are we postponing complete surrender? Well, the fact is we're still attached to material sense gratification. We don't like to admit it, but it's a fact. We're still attached to material sense gratification. So we have to beat our mind with shoes and say, you know, stop being so stupid. I mean, stop running after sense gratification. Try to understand there's no happiness outside of complete surrender to Krishna. Are not pure happiness at
least.
There is happiness to some extent. To whatever extent we surrender to Krishna, that extent we become happy. But the difficulty is we cheat ourselves by not fully surrendering. We try to keep some independence. They're very proud of being independent nowadays. It's like in the US, they have the Declaration of Independence. They're very proud of it. They celebrate it every year. The 4th day of July. This is the day America declared independence. So people are being very proud of independence. You may have independence from Russia also here, some holiday or something. Of course, to be independent of tyrannical leaders, there's some value to them. But the difficulty is we've declared our independence from God. That's the difficulty. That's why we have material bodies. Our declaration of independence got us here in the cycle of birth. So now it's time to take that declaration of independence and shred it. Shred it. Shred the damn thing. From now on, I will be fully dependent on Krishna. I completely absorb myself in serving Him. I give all my love, all my trust, all my faith to Him. He can do whatever He wants to with me now. Even if He handles me roughly by His embrace, still He is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. This is the prayer of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is showing the perfection of love of God. So we can learn from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to become the perfect devotee of Krishna. And by doing so, Lord Chaitanya will bless us. He will free us from all anxieties. And for those who fully adopt the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to relieve the fallen souls of this world from their anxieties, Lord Chaitanya becomes very, very pleased with such devotees. Right at the present moment, Srila Prabhupada explains this. Lord Chaitanya is very much pained to see the suffering souls of this material world. It causes him great pain in his heart.
Čia ten Mahaprabhu izjūt liels sāpes, redzot, kā dzīvās būtnes cieši materiālā pasaulē.
So those who share this mood of compassion, feeling sorry for the plight of the poor conditioned souls, they are sharing part of Lord Chaitanya's burden. They're helping to carry the weight of his transcendental anxiety. Therefore, those souls become very, very dear to Lord Chaitanya. Because they're taking also his mood of compassion on the fallen souls of this age. We see this in the great Acharyas, this quality of compassion. We see it in Sri Srila Prabhupada also. He was on a morning walk in the park in Melbourne, Australia, in the early morning, and all the commuters that were driving into downtown Melbourne to go to work. Prabhupada was feeling, he was crying, he was feeling great compassion for them. What do we say? Corporate slaves. Going to work their jobs, just, you know, completely forgetting the purpose of human life. So much austerity is just to make a little money so they can have a place to sleep at night. So, if we can also develop this mood of compassion, which is shown by our eagerness to tell others about Krishna. This will attract the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya upon us. And therefore, those who are very Krishna conscious, they take very, as their life and soul, Lord Chaitanya's order. Jari deka tarhe kaha Krishna upadash samara agaya guru hoyutaya nesh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this world. Do you know how important that order is? Srila Prabhupada said the same order of Krishna, Sarvadaman Paridyaja. That same order to surrender to Krishna is coming from Lord Chaitanya. The order of Lord Chaitanya is become guru by preaching this message. In other words, that's what it means to surrender to Krishna in this Kali Yuga. Krishna has come as Lord Chaitanya. And surrender to Krishna means to surrender to Lord Chaitanya. That means to dedicate our lives for giving Krishna to the suffering people of this world. Of course, it's more important to save ourselves. And also, you can't really save someone else unless you save yourself. So our first business is to save ourselves. And in Lithuania, I was asked in the class, well, what's the balance? How much you should be thinking about saving yourself and how much about saving the world? Of course, I answered it for the temple devotees, but I said from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m., save yourself. From 9 to 5, save the world. And from 5 to 9, save yourself. Of course, our household may be, you know, a little different, but the same principle. For householders, we have the program called Weekend Warriors. They work all week, but on the weekend they become a warrior for Lord Chaitanya. Harinam, book distribution, preaching. So anyway, we have a little time left for questions. Somebody may have some questions and try to answer them.
Save ourselves,
Srila Prabhupada.
It begins with having faith in the process. And then, when you have faith in this process, you associate with the devotees. And then you choose a devotee to be your spiritual master. And then you mold your life according to his instructions. You follow the regulative principles. You chant the prescribed number of malas every day. You serve the devotees as much as possible, serve Guru as much as possible. And by this process, all the dirt is accumulated in your heart for millions of lifetimes. The lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, illusion and envy. It's gradually washed away. And then you become very solidly fixed. Now you have firm faith, you see. Because all those things that was causing, see, the impurities cause doubts. Sometimes we see neophyte devotees have many doubts about the process. Those doubts are due to impurities. There's nothing doubtful about this process. But we have doubts because of the impurities. So in the beginning you had preliminary faith. But now, as after these impurities are washed away, they're almost all gone now. It's called the nishtha stage. Then you have very solid faith. Of course, that's a very exalted platform, the nishtha stage. Right now, we initiated devotees, we're still batting it out in the anartha and nirvritti stage, trying to get free of the anartha. But someday, if we continue diligently striving and free ourselves from these anarthas, we'll achieve the nishtha stage. And beyond nishtha, it becomes very, very advanced levels. Very, very advanced levels. So we should just focus on getting to nishtha right now. Free of all the doubts, free of all the dirt. And then after nishtha, the stages it'll take us to pure love of God. The Ruchi stage, the Asakti stage, the Bhava stage, and the Prema stage. Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, and Prema. Those are the final stages. Any other questions? Yes. Can you summarize that for me?
The question was about saving others. So, is saving others mean only giving them the spiritual things, or also helping them to come after the goodness like about healthy lifestyle, vegetarianism, is it also saving others or only this direct spiritual?
Jautājums par to, ka par citu glābšanu vai citu glābšanu nozīmē tikai palīdzēšanu viņiem tieši garīgā ziņā, vai tā varbūt arī palīdzēšana pacelties līdz labestības līmenim, kā piemēram iepazīstināšana ar veselīgu dzīvesveidu, veģetārismu, vai arī tikai šis tieši garīgā pieeja.
It is stated in Sanskrit, palena parachiyate, judge by the result. If you can bring them gradually and make them a devotee, that's great.
Tas ir teikt Sanskritā, ka jūs varat pakāpēc viņus pacelt un novest līdz tam, ka jūs to pakāpēc, tas ir lieliski.
But you just teach them how to, you know, be better, how to be more sattvic and you don't give them Krishna consciousness, then what's the benefit?
Bet ja mēs atmācam cilvēks tikai tajā, ka kļūt vairāk sattviskiem, bet nedodam viņam Krishna sattvicību, tad kāds vien no tā ir labums?
Like, you know, teach them how to, instead of putting all their... teach them how to recycle their garbage or something like that. How to be more ecological, you know. You could teach people how to be more ecological. How to recycle all of their paper plates or something like that. And that's all you accomplish, you teach them how to recycle their paper plates. That won't deliver them from the cycle of birth and death. But if you can, if you have a program to, you know, just like you're a farmer, let's say, you use natural farming with an ox, you know, instead of a tractor. And you invite everyone to come to learn organic natural farming. And when they come to your farm, you have prasadam, have a little kirtan going on, you know. So you can use indirect methods if it brings them to direct method. That's the understanding. I know my godbrother Sridhar Swami, he spoke very nicely on this point. There's two sayings. You go in like a needle. You can enter like a needle. That means very. They don't feel threatened. It's something they're very comfortable with. You go in like a needle. Talk about things they're really comfortable with, you know. It's called going in like a needle. They don't feel any threat. You come in like a needle. Now, if you come in like a plow, that may disturb them. Say, you know, you're not your body, you know. You have to surrender to Krishna. You just start off like they go, whoa. That's coming in like a plow, you see. It's too heavy. So the question is, so he spoke very nicely on this point. He said, it's okay to come in like a needle as long as you go in like a needle, as long as you come out like a plow. Coming in like a plow, that may not be effective, you see. Let me just turn them off, you know. So coming in like a needle is a good strategy. But if you go in like a needle and come out like a needle, you haven't accomplished anything. So Sridhar Swami said, it's okay to come in like a needle as long as you come out like, go in like a needle as long as you come out like a plow. So you may have devised some very, you know, intelligent needle-like program like vegetarian cooking class, or, you know, something like that. And that's good. If you got a strategy how to come out like a plow. If all you did was teach them vegetarian cooking, but you didn't teach them how to offer to Krishna, they're still eating pop. They're still eating sin. In fact, Prabhupada told us in Atlanta, I was there. He said, whether you kill a rich man or a poor man, you're still a murderer.
He
said, whether you kill an animal or a plant, you're still guilty of sin.
So
vegetarians are also murderers. Anyone who doesn't offer the food to Krishna is guilty of sin. You see. So simply coming in like a needle to teach vegetarian cooking class and not to teach them how to offer to Krishna, you haven't accomplished anything. But if you can have a vegetarian cooking class and teach them how to offer to Krishna, you've done very nice service. Does that answer your question? Okay. Next, Gurudas.
Shri Gurudev, our resources, time-wise and energy-wise, are limited. How should we decide whom to help first? How do you personally decide, let's say, what are the places you visit first or visit at all?
Well, the first thing is you got to prioritize yourself.
But sometimes we, that our most resources, like our energy, is in a year of which we can't palace it, pirmkārt. Un papildus ir, kā jūs personiski lemjat, piemēram, uz kurām vietām doties, uz kurām vispār nedoties.
Prioritāte esam mēs paši.
Your first priority is Gurudas.
Pirmā prioritāte ir Gurudas.
And your wife, Varsha Manavi. You first take care of, get yourself, your own self and your marriage, get that properly situated. In Krishna consciousness. And then you see wherever you can put your energy and have the most benefit, most effect. Over the last decade, Guru Mataji and I, we traveled to so many places. So when we plan our next trip, where do we go? How do we decide where to go? Where do we get the most results? Because many here in the Baltic countries, we've gotten very nice results. Many devotees have come forward to become our disciples. Therefore we put energy here where we get results. Other places where the results are not so great, we don't go back. Palina Parachiyate, Jaj Bali Bazam. Just like as a businessman, the same thing. Whatever strategy helps your business to expand, that's what you do. Yes.
It's a very good example in the army. And the war is going on, and the physician goes in there. They try to save the one who is savable.
The medics.
Medics.
In a war, when a bunch of soldiers are lying wounded in the battlefield, who do the medics go to first? The one they're most likely to save. Next.
Hare Krishna. I have a question regarding offering food stuff. So,
regarding what?
Offering food.
I will repeat. If we are allowed to offer vegetables, which are as well living beings, why are we not allowed to offer animals, which are living beings?
Yeah.
Because Krishna does not ask for carrots or things which are living.
Jautājums ir par ēdienu piedāvāšanu, ja mums tiek atļauts piedāvāt dārziņus, kas ir dzīves būtnes, tad tu vairs nav atļauts piedāvāt dzīvnieks, tu arī dzīves būtnes, un Krišs tiešā veidā nebūs, lai viņam, piemēram, piedāvāt tūkanus.
Since we're killing either an animal or a plant, why we offer vegetables is also killing. Maybe we should just, you know, take the fruit that falls off the tree and not, you know, not kill any plant, you know. I mean, you know, you kill a carrot, you're a murderer.
Right?
So, what? How can we distinguish between animals and plants? Well, what does Krishna say? Patram pushpam palam tayam yo me bhakta prayachtati. Does he list animals in there? No. Fruits, a leaf, a flower, fruit or water. Leaf means vegetables. Krishna has authorized us to take vegetables, fruits, dairy products and grains. And he will accept those. And whatever living being in sacrifices their life to be offering, they great, great benefit. If you're a carrot and somebody yanks you out of the ground and peels you and offers you to Krishna, you get great spiritual benefit from them. A gyata sukriti. Just by sitting there, somehow you're the lucky carrot that got offered to Krishna. Actually, it is a great blessing on those fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains that, are being offered. The cows also, whose milk is offered, they get great benefit. Now, if Krishna has said, if you can offer me meat, we could offer meat also. If he had said fish, we could offer fish. We are not vegetarians, actually. We are Krishnatarians. We only eat that which is offerable to Krishna. And Krishna has stated that animal, vegetarian products are offerable, but animal products are not. You can't kill an animal and eat the flesh. However, in times of emergency, it's allowable to do them. It's mentioned by Prabhupada that one sage had to eat dogs. If there's an emergency, we can eat. We can, even Prabhupada authorized the first devotees who went to Peach and Rush, they authorized them that they had to eat meat if they had to survive. So if it's a matter of starvation, one could eat meat if it had to. But I'm really glad we're not in that condition. It's such a disgusting thing. Meat. Disgusting thing. Not for human beings. In fact, if you analyze the human anatomy, there are two types of animals, herbivorous and carnivorous. The carnivorous animals have a very short intestinal tract. To get the meat out before it turns to, before it putrefies. The vegetarian animals have a very long digestive tract. So our bodies are not suitable for eating meat. It turns from fermentative to putrefactive within the gut. This is why meat eaters have many different health problems as they get older, many health problems. Very, very unhealthy thing, meat eating. Human body is not meant to eat meat. That's for animals, you know, tigers and, you know, like that. You have a question back there?
Sure. Такой вопрос.
Если, например, просад мы распространяем и им нравится, вот материалистам кушать это, и они даже сами просят, чтобы им делали. И они не приходят к Кришне, стоит ли дальше общаться и продолжать их кормить, или не нужно.
Я там снимаюсь человек сына на просаду, у меня это сгоршо, бет мне такая незадекада интерес по Кришне сабзиню, тот вай мус ир вец турпинат. Biedošanas ar viņiem turpināt uzvarot ar pasādu, vai nē?
If we... Pia, give on the mic.
If we distribute prasādam to some people,
if we...
distribute prasādam,
yeah, okay.
And they like the prasādam,
yeah.
But we see that time goes and they have no interest in Krishna consciousness.
They but have no...
No interest in Krishna consciousness. Should we continue to associate with them and feed them with prasādam, or it's no use?
Prabhupada told us about our preaching in Gainesville, Florida, where we had a prasadam program on the campus. He said, if you keep feeding them prasadam, they will become devotees. So if somebody likes the prasadam, keep feeding them. Especially if they give some money, donation to cover it, you know. And they're doing service also, you see. Devotional service, whether they know it or not. So prasadam distribution is a very good program. Next.
Stage of anapana vritti, and when we advance to nishtha, like we don't have taste yet because ruchi comes after. So what is the power, what is the strength that can call us and help us to move from anapana to nishtha?
No, we're not in nishtha yet. When you get to nishtha, ruchi comes automatically.
You are not anapana nishtha swimming, ruchi automatically.
It's a natural program.
That was
in other words, it's kind of like you're climbing a mountain, you're going from this city to this city, and there's a big mountain in the middle. Devotional service, it's like, well, you know, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartana Vitti, and then you get Nishtha, and then the Nishtha is just downhill after that. Up to Nishtha is an uphill struggle. And after Nishtha is a downhill glide. So if you just focus on getting to Nishtha, everything will come after that automatically.
So, and the question is how to get to this nishtha when we don't have such a taste.
Anartana Vritti is this. That's how you've taken initiation. That's the third step. As we say, the fourth step is what separates the men from the boys. Is that we say in English? That separates the neophytes from the advanced devotees. The four stages, the Anartana Vritti stage, really separates those who are serious from those who are not serious. That's when you give up the Anartas, you see. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy, laziness, craziness, all this garbage. That's really the tough stage in that energy. that one has to rise early in the morning every day, you see. Attend the Mangal Arati. Or you can have a Mangal Arati at home also, a little Gravastakam. You only take prasadam, you strictly follow the regulated principles, you have 16 rounds and without fail, you read the books of Prabhupada as much as possible. Those who really take anarjana vritti very seriously, they are the ones who achieve pure love of God. By the end of their present life. But those are the ones who go back to Godhead. Those who take anarjana vritti very seriously. I have to free myself from all this dirt. Those who are going to take it back and say, well, don't be fanatical, you know, just kind of enjoy a little bit, don't be too fanatical about Krishna consciousness. Actually, it's not fanatical to try to become free of all the anarthas. It's fanatical not to be try to come free from all the anarthas. That's the real fanaticism. So one should be very, very keen to become the pure devotee of Krishna. That my dear Krishna, please bless me that my every thought, my every word, my every deed in every situation can be totally pure. Begging Krishna again and again, my dear Lord, please bless me with pure devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Those who are seriously pursuing pure devotional service, they are gradually achieving anarjana vritti. Getting that dirt out of the heart, you see. And when it's almost gone, then you get the nishtha. And the last traces of it go away as you're gliding into pure bhakti.
We are not being paid to come to Krishna consciousness and practice.
Some taste is there, of course. There's some ruchi there, but not the ruchi stage.
No. Yeah. Some ruchi is there.
Yeah. We have some ruchi, but not enough. Because our hearts are still muchi, we don't have pure ruchi. A little poetry there. Don't be muchi, Prabhuchi. I gotta get that ruchi, yeah. Gotta get that taste. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment. Though the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So that's ruchi. He has some taste, you see. But it's immature in the beginning. And that ruchi becomes mature. Then you could chant Hare Krishna for 10 million years and become more enlivened with each recitation of the mantra. You would never get tired of chanting, at least, I mean, physically you might, but mentally you would never get tired of chanting. You experience unlimited sweetness in the holy names. A greater pleasure than what's relished by the demigods in the heavenly planets. Very advanced stage, rishi stage.
ļoti antistisnīgi sruči.
Next.
Mine is the problem.
What is it?
Mine is the problem.
The mind is the big problem. Yes.
But mind is fixed and we can go on chanting any
But what?
Mind is the problem, and if mind is fixed in chanting, then one can go on chanting all the time.
If your mind is fixed in chanting, you can go on chanting 24 hours as a fan. But we're not there yet. How to get there then? How to get to that stage where I can chant 24 hours a day? By chanting at least 16 rounds every day and following the regular principle. Working together as a member of the spiritual family, Prabhupada's spiritual family. ISKCON. In this way, that will come. We'll be able to chant 24 hours a day. Anything else? Yeah.
So do we have a hope for us to get to that Ruchi stage? And if we do, how big is it? How small is it?
The hope is, we have a big hope. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. If you will dance in ecstasy in the presence of Sri Sri Gaurinathai, they will bless you with taste. You sing and dance in ecstasy in the presence of Sri Sri Gaurinathai. Our Nittai Gora Chandra, like in Kaunas, they will bless you. You will get a taste, a very sublime taste. You'll be crying in ecstasy. That taste will come. You sing and dance in ecstasy in front of Sri Sri Gaurinathai.
So, in your eyes, when you look at us, you see that it's very, very possible, yes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're all, I see you all are devotees of Krishna. You're very nicely engaged in devotional service. You can all achieve pure love of God. No problem. Me too. I have hope for myself too. It's Prabhupada's mercy. And we can all become pure devotees of Krishna. By the mercy of Prabhupada. Next.
If we stick to Prabhupada.
Huh?
If we remain stuck to Prabhupada.
If we stick.
Yeah, we have to stick with Prabhupada's teachings, that's right. We have to take Prabhupada's orders as our life and soul. We have many gurus, but we have many acharyas, but we only have one founder acharya, you see. Prabhupada is the authority here. He's actually the only authority. And those who have authority, they are authorities to the extent that they strictly follow Prabhupada, actually. And the extent that you strictly follow Prabhupada's teachings, you are also an authority. Who can deliver the fallen souls of this world? So the key is we have to read Prabhupada's books and follow Prabhupada's books. That's the key. Prabhupada was instructed by Krishna, you go there and write those books. Prabhupada was told by Krishna. Prabhupada did not want to come to the material world. But Krishna ordered him, you go there and write those books. So Prabhupada surrendered. He came here to this material world and wrote these wonderful books. I can't imagine how fortunate we are to have these books. Unlimited good fortune we have. Next. There's nothing, all right, go ahead.
The question is about the ecstasy you mentioned when singing and dancing in front of the deities. What kind of ecstasy it is? Because the real ecstasy is on the level of Baba, but we are now on Atmaniriti stage. What kind of ecstasy is it?
What is the point of the question?
When we sing and dance in ecstasy in front of deities.
Yeah.
What kind of ecstasy it is?
Because what kind of ecstasy will you experience? Depends on your level of purification.
Tas kāda ekstāze mēs izpīst, nokrīgs no mūsu tīrības.
Depends on you. How much you're free from the inertia.
Atkarīgs no jums, cik vēl mērā jūs atbrīvs no natkā.
The more you become pure, the more you'll have spiritual emotions into that.
Jo tīrāki mēs būsim, jo vairāk būs šīs garīgās emocijas.
So we should strive for that purity.
Bet mums ir jātiec uz šo tīrību.
Spiritual emotions attract Krishna.
Garīgas emocijas piesaista Krishna.
That we're reading tonight in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Spiritual emotions means you're developing feelings of love. So those feelings of love attract
Krishna.
So to the extent that we're pure, that love can actually manifest. We already have it, but it's just covered by the anartas, you see. So the more you become free of the anartas, the more the loving feelings become awakened within your heart. And those loving feelings are the greatest ecstasy. They're inconceivable ecstasy. Beyond anything you could experience, even by being Brahma on the heavenly planet, in Brahma Loka. So we should strive for that pure bhakti. I recommend you study carefully the nectar of devotion. That will help you understand these things. Next. There's nothing else we can... no other question? We have 5 more minutes in our allotted time.
And
if anyone has a question, even if it's off the subject, you can ask it. There's one back there. Two questions now. Okay.
Люди не хотят ничего слышать о духовных вещах, о Боге. Есть ли какие-то способы, как людям
проповедовать? And is there any way that we can preach to them in such situation?
I just got an email from our book distribution minister today, Vijaya Prabhu. He was amazing. He, He approached some people. They said, "We're atheists. We're not interested." And he able to convince them to take a book and give two books and give a nice donation. I'll try to remember how, but he said we're talking about consciousness. The material scientists do not understand consciousness. But these books will teach you about, and consciousness is who we, what we actually are. That's our actual identity. So just on this basis of consciousness, these people took the book and gave a nice donation. So you don't have to talk about God, you can talk about consciousness. The material scientists cannot even talk about consciousness. They have no idea, no way to even deal with it. But these books will actually enlighten you what is consciousness and how to perfect it. Another question, yeah.
How big importance is that we choose a guru who is coming in the line of Srila Prabhupada?
Prabhupada was, of all of his god brothers, he was the only disciple who fully carried forward the mission of his spiritual master. One god brother even criticized Prabhupada for wearing a watch. He said, "Oh, this is material." Prabhupada was the only Gaudiya Math devotee who fully carried forward the mission of the Gaudiya Math. So therefore, if you want to be connected with this parampara, Prabhupada and those who are representing Prabhupada, they're the best connection. We don't say they're the only connection, but definitely the best. I've seen one other Gaudiya Sannyasi. I couldn't believe what he said. It was a horrible thing he said. He said that the only sincere ISKCON devotees are those who leave ISKCON and come to me. This sannyasi's name was Narayan Maharaj. I have a copy on YouTube. I have a copy in my computer. He says the only sincere ISKCON devotees are the ones who leave ISKCON and come to me. The ones who stay in ISKCON are not sincere devotees of Krishna. Just see how distorted, and he's considered one of the leading Gaudiya preachers. Just see how distorted his philosophy. We never say that about the other followers of the other sannyasis. We respect everyone. But his whole mood was to steal the ISKCON devotees for himself. Take them away from ISKCON and bring them to him. So stick with ISKCON. ISKCON is Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Oh, there are Mayavadis too, yeah, of course. Mayavadi Vasha Shunilai Har Sarvanash. Those who preach Mayavadi philosophy, they completely destroy your spiritual life. I saw one Mayavadi preacher on the internet. He said, see, in Sanskrit we have two things, Aham Brahmasmi and Tattvamasmi. So one means thou art that, and one means I am spirit. So he said,
viens labāks runā, tas, ko es redzēju runā, ir divi šie izteikumi, Kambarka māsvīm, tā tā māsī, kur viens nozīmē, esmu brahmanis, bet otrs ir, ka es esmu tās.
So he had a different way of translating these phrases. He says, aham brahmasmi means I am God. And tatvamasi means you are God. That's how he translated them. So the followers, they said, oh, our Guru Maharaj is so perfect in spiritual realization. He never says, aham brahmasmi, I am God. He only says, Tatvamasmi, you are God. Just see how advanced he is in spiritual realization. He only tells us that we are God. He never says that he is God. Therefore, we know he is truly God. This is such bogus philosophy. I went to one sannyasi, he said, I am God, you're God, we're all God. These Maya bodies, they always lead you to this conclusion that you are God. But if you are God, then how you could be under the influence of the material nature? God is more powerful than Maya. How could I be God and be caught in the cycle of birth and death? God owned this Sarva Loka Maheshram. He owns everything. And why do I have to go to work a job to earn some money? I own everything. One of our ISKCON devotees, he was following a Mayavadi guru at one point. And he was also hearing from Prabhupada at the same time. But he heard from Prabhupada that God is ever youthful, Navayovanam, he's an eternal youth. His Guru Maharaj was saying that he was God, you see. The Guru Maharaj claimed that Guru Maharaj is God. But Guru Maharaj was getting gray hairs. He asked Guru Maharaj, how is it if you're eternally youthful, you're God, how is it you're getting gray hairs? So the Guru gave some excuse, well, I'm just trying to be one with you or something like that. So you can relate with me, you know. But so he ended up rejecting that Mayavadi guru and becoming Prabhupada's disciple, a grand disciple of Prabhupada. So, if you really want to be connected with Krishna, Prabhupada is where you need to come, Prabhupada's movement. Prabhupada is the preeminent acharya for the modern age, there's no doubt. He's the preeminent acharya. The best connection with Krishna is through Prabhupada's movement. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does answer. Thank you very much. I just thought that, like in India, there are so many lines, and all the four lines coming from Brahma, from Lakshmi.
Yeah, and generally they're all tinged with Mayavadi philosophy. And even it mentioned, it's like the Ramanujacharya, you know, the Ramanujis are there. Krishna Das Kaviraj writes in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that those who do not accept Lord Chaitanya as Krishna himself, they are Pashandis or atheists. So those who reject Gauranga as being an ordinary person, they're some fault in their understanding. So at least the spiritual master has to accept Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Person. To have some standard of authenticity. How can they reject Lord Chaitanya's divinity and be a bona fide spiritual master? So we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.
Shri Sankarshan Dasa Dhyar Maharaj ki jai.